Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting third. The DH, Larval Blanks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer bunts towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. Stein moves to second. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bibby, and towards Duffy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Stein moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks strikes out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 0 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Bibby covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing bunts towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey strikes out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing center field. George Hendrick now playing left field. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. Hairston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta. Bell reaches second base with a double. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 3 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. There goes Pruitt trying to get to second. Orta throws the ball into Stein who relays the ball to Dent who tags Pruitt for the out. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.